Okay, you talked me into it. I'm going to feature the first song that we heard by the Fearless Flyers. Introducing. Well, was that the first one? Well, anyway, we'll definitely hear that. All right. So, but in the meantime, just before we get back there, I want to remind you, those of you who've heard it, those of you who have not heard about it yet, I want to bring this to your attention. There's going to be an awesome inaugural scholarship benefit concert being held this Saturday, June 15th, at Trinity CME Church. The King's Kids Christian Learning Academy, bringing to us an inaugural scholarship benefit concert where, of course, the focus, the goal will be to raise funds to help our students who are on their way to college, but also to help our students who are already in college. They're going to be receiving $500 scholarships. We're asking you to help raise the funds to make this happen. Now, by attending and providing, we want you to do both. We want you to attend the concert, and we want you to help provide the funds for these scholarships. And here's where it's going to get really, really, really fun. The King's Kids Community Choir will be singing, but also the featured guest artist will be Miss Dorinda Clark Cole. That's right. Dorinda Clark Cole will be at Trinity CME Church this Saturday, June 15th. The church is located at 2930 Glen Hills Drive in Augusta. And you get to hear, say, see, and meet her, Dorinda Clark Cole, when you attend this great concert. Yes, Dorinda Clark Cole, that Dorinda Clark Cole, one of the members of the famous Grammy Award-winning Clark Sisters. Yes, that Dorinda Clark Cole. You can go to kkcla.eventbrite.com, or you can call 706-231-7204 for more information. General admission is $25 for pre-sales. Also for pre-sales, preferred seating, $35. Again, go to kkcla.eventbrite.com or call 706-231-7204 for more information. Now, we're definitely going to hear some more from the group, the Fearless Flyers, but let me share some more with you, just a little bit more, about this whole issue of great civilizations collapsing. We looked at climatic change, environmental degradation, inequality and oligarchy. Now let's take a look at complexity. Collapse expert and historian Joseph Tainter has proposed that societies eventually collapse under the weight of their own accumulated complexity and bureaucracy. Now, don't get this wrong now. I know a lot of people buy into the story that we need less government. We need to get government out of our business. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you now what I've told you before. As long as there is government, government is going to be in the people's business. And people hear, well, we got to have government stop charging us all these taxes. That's the way we get government out of our business. Really, as I've shared before, the taxes are the revenues. And the revenues are what help pay for things like Affordable Care Act. They help pay for things like Medicaid. They help pay for schools to do what the schools need to do to educate us. This comes from revenues. And the revenues are the taxes. And so what we found is very often when we have the politicians who say, we're going to reduce our taxes. And people will say, that's what I'm talking about. That's less government. And then you have the politicians saying, well, we just don't have enough money to fund the school system the way we need to. And so we're going to have to cut back. And so we have fewer and fewer teachers. We have the teachers who do remain coming out of their pockets to help buy, pay for some of the supplies that they know will help their students. That's less government. So again, don't be deceived by that any longer. Our politicians are in their organizations for the purpose of making decisions. So regardless of what the decision is, they're going to make decisions, whether you call it small government or big government, whether you call it big brother getting into our business or big brother getting out of our business. They're all making decisions that impact us. And the impact is not always positive the way you think. When we have schools unable to be properly funded, that is not a positive impact of revenue reduction. That is a negative impact of revenue reduction. And so many teachers all across the country with the same dilemma, many of them wanting to really give it their best while they're almost across the boards being underpaid. So you have some politicians who are saying, let's pay our teachers more. You have other politicians who are saying, no, let's just hold her steady. Okay. Complexity. Societies collapsing under the weight of their own accumulated complexity and bureaucracy. Societies are problem-solving collectives that grow in complexity in order to overcome new issues. However, the returns from complexity eventually reach a point of diminishing returns. After this point, collapse will eventually ensue. Another measure of increasing complexity is called energy return on investment. Energy return on investment. The EROI. A lot of you have studied accounting, other forms of finance keeping, and you're investing. You're familiar with ROI, return on investment. This is energy return on investment, and it refers to the ratio between the amount of energy produced by a resource relative to the energy needed to obtain it, like complexity. EROI, energy return on investment, appears to have a point of diminishing returns. In his book, The Upside of Down, political scientist Thomas Homer Dixon observed that environmental degradation throughout the Roman Empire led to falling environmental return on investment from their staple energy source, crops of wheat and alfalfa. The empire fell alongside their energy return on investment. Tainter also blames it as a chief culprit of collapse, including for the Mayan. All right. We'll be looking at that some more next week. For now, let's let the Fearless Flyers close it out for us as we go back to introducing the Fearless Flyers. Till next time, everybody.